Drew Mindell from the Illegal Curve on TSN 1290 joins us. Drew, let's start there. Not only a surprise for you, or what do you think about Trouba as an $8 million defenseman?
You know, it's not a surprise, Jason. Good afternoon to you also. It's not a surprise. It's exactly what, you know, he thought of himself as an $8 million defenseman. And he bet on himself last year after getting the one-year award in arbitration. And he had a career year, and he got paid after going to the Rangers. So good for him. He's exactly, you know, exactly what you'd want to see from a player. You know, he played on a prove-it contract. He proved it. And then he got paid by the Rangers. Now, do I think that he's an $8 million a year defenseman? Probably, maybe a little less I would like it at. I would like it a little bit more, a little less of a number. But you know what? He got 50 points last year. If you get 50 points in the NHL nowadays and you're about to be either an RFA 1 year away from UFA, you're going to get paid. And that's exactly what happened with Trouba.
Okay. Now the Jets. You got Connor and Laine. Specifically, we've heard all sorts of rumblings. It seems Laine potentially on a shorter-term deal. What are you hearing on that front with both those players? Do you see any chance that both are bridged?
I think Connor's probably going to get a longer deal than Laine. No, I don't think Connor's necessarily going to get a 7 or 8 year contract. I think the days of guys getting 7 or 8 year contracts at that age, you're probably a little bit passe. I think he probably wants to get a 5-year deal, maybe a 6-year deal, set himself up for life, certainly, but then get another big money contract, you know, before he turns the age of 30. Because, you know, once you hit 30, you're on the downside of 30, maybe teams have a little more hesitancy in giving you that big dollar contract at that point in time. So I think he waits, you know, he probably gets 5 or 6 years. You know, Laine probably is going to get 2, maybe 3, but I'd be surprised. And then they're going to cash in again. So, I mean, you'd rather get, you know, $40 million two different times than $60 million once, at least according to my rudimentary math.
Yeah. No, it makes sense for sure. You know, Patrick Laine, I think it was November, he was just off the charts. I think he scored 16 or 17 goals. But
it was November, yeah.
Yeah, and the other months of the year, he struggled quite a bit. It came out that he'd been battling a nagging injury. The thing about Laine was he seemed pretty upfront about his disappointment to his season, right? And is that why you feel a bridge deal? That he's a guy that might say, yeah, I'll come out and prove you the next 2 years, and then I'll be cashing in massively after that.
You know, if you're Patrick Laine, why don't you think you're going to get 50 goals a year? I mean, he had a down year this past year, and he still ended up in the 35-goal range. So, you know, put him with a better season, you would bet on yourself. If I had that kind of talent, I'd say, yeah, I had a down year. I'm going to take a 1-year deal, or I'm going to take a 2-year deal, and I'm going to score 100 goals, or I'm going to score 90 goals over the next 2 years, and then I'm going to get a $10 million contract. I mean, the kid has the utmost of confidence in himself, as he should. He's a goal scorer extraordinaire. So why bet on yourself when you're at your lowest? Why not, you know, bridge it, as we've talked about, and bet then reward yourself when you're at your highest?
The Jets have built a pretty good roster. The salary cap, of course, will be, you know, their biggest challenge to keep some guys moving forward. But, you know, do you foresee any way that these two get in a contract stalemate and do not start the season in Winnipeg?
Well, never say never. I think that there's probably common ground to be found. If, you know, will they be there at the start of training camp? I can't say that for sure. I mean, we saw last year Josh Morrissey wasn't there at the start of training camp. He signed a few days later, so, you know, people forget about that. But I would be surprised if they weren't in the Jets' opening night lineup. That, to me, would be a surprise, and it would be a symptom that something's wrong. I mean, these guys need to get paid and deserve to get paid. Now, the team does have the leverage in that they're not arbitration eligible. That being said, you can only play so much hardball before it begins to maybe negatively affect the perception that people around the NHL have of your organization. So if it got to that point, I would definitely be surprised, and I think it would be a cause for concern going forward.
Drew Mindell joins us from TSN 1290 in Winnipeg, talking Jets. The other RFA, maybe, you know, is Neil Pionk and Andrew Kopp, right? Pionk, a young defenseman they got in the Jacob Trouba trade. I know people are very high in him moving forward. Any numbers you're hearing for Kopp or Pionk?
Well, the cop numbers, the arbitration case is set for Sunday, so the numbers came out earlier today. The Jets filed for Andrew Kopp a 2-year deal at $1.5 million per season. The player countered at a 1-year deal for $2.9 million. Okay. Now, we know that if it goes to the arbitration and the arbitrator makes the ruling, because it was player-elected salary arbitration, the team gets to determine the length of the deal, which so it would be a 2-year deal. Most people still think that they're going to come to an agreement before the case on Sunday or before the arbitrator makes his ruling. But there is a bit of a gap between those two numbers. That being said, I'd be surprised if, you know, the Jets and Kopp can't come to an agreement on a 1-year, $2 million deal or a 2-year deal worth $2.2 million per season, something along those lines. Interesting to note, though, Andrew Kopp's agent is Kurt Overhart, who, of course, was Jacob Trouba's agent, and we know that the relationship between Trouba and the Jets and Overhart and the Jets management wasn't always rosy. They obviously weren't able to come to a long-term agreement with Trouba. That's why he signed with the Rangers earlier today. So I wonder how much history is playing into the negotiations between Kopp and Jets management.
Well, I guess the good news is that we'll find out either way by Sunday. I don't think there'll be a ruling. Like, if you look at the Jets are at 1.5 and he's at 2.9. Now, that was on a 2-year deal to a 1-year deal. Do they cut it in the middle and coming around 2.1 or 2 on a 1-year deal?
I would think so. The problem with a 2-year deal is that, of course, takes Andrew Kopp right into unrestricted free agency.
Yes.
I don't think that's something that the Jets want. The player might not be so upset with that. I mean, I think the Jets would probably want to get Andrew Kopp maybe even on a long-term deal. If they could get him for 3 or 4 years, take arbitration out of the equation going forward, forget about, buy out a couple years of UFA status. Obviously, that's going to cost a little bit more money, but at least you get the certainty of it. I think they see Andrew Kopp as a key member of this team going forward. I mean, there's a lot of talks here in Winnipeg that Andrew Kopp might be in line for an expanded role. You know, we've seen him sort of in a bottom six role so far, oftentimes on the wing next to Adam Lowry. But the way he played towards the latter half of last year, playing as a center, the team is still trying to sort of find that player who can play with Patrick Laine, on a regular basis. And there's some talk, maybe Andrew Kopp in an expanded offensive role might be that player. So you wonder how much that's going to factor in. Maybe Kopp sees it as he wants to sign a 1-year deal, maybe with an expanded offensive role next year. He could hit the bank if he has good offensive numbers this year.
Dave, we really appreciate it. It's an interesting time in Winnipeg for RFAs to try to get solved before the start of the season. Obviously, the Jets want to go for it, and I wonder if a lot of players look at what happened to Nylander and say, hey, this doesn't benefit us, although he did get his money, but he had a terrible year. If maybe that urges both sides to get deals done sooner than later.
I would think that I would be very surprised if it ever got to that point between any of these RFAs and Jets management. But as we know, Jason, stranger things have happened when it comes to the world of hockey.
Yeah, 100%. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jason. Anytime.
That's Drew Mandel from TSN 1290.